South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been talking with Gerard Yetming. He's the SVP for Investment Properties at the Multi-Housing Office up in Fort Lauderdale. He joined CBRE about 10 years ago. He's been involved in over $6 billion worth of multi-housing assignments. He's closed over 52,000 units. I think this guy may know what he's talking about. Gerard, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Gerard, we talked a little bit about the program. And for people that are just tuning in, CBRE's got a great program that they run every year. I went last year, 350 people. I worked on a whole bunch of business out in the hallway the whole time. It's a great place, a great event. You got to attend. If you want more information, you can go to the CBRE website that they set up for this. You can go to info@CBREMultiHousingSummit.com. You want to make sure you go to the event. VIP tour is on Monday. The full event is on Tuesday. Now, Gerard, why is South Florida so hot in the multi-housing sector? How about that for a softball? You got 15 minutes.
Wow. You know, South Florida is really really is a gateway area. And, you know, we see a lot of interest, not only from private capital that, you know, that is coming in from overseas, but also from institutions that want to be in these vibrant types of markets. We're very supply constrained. I mean, we have the Everglades to the west and we have the ocean to the east, and there's only a small developable strip of land. And we continue to see excellent performance in terms of rents and rent increases and low vacancy. The population continues to grow. I mean, the list goes on as to why this is such a great market, and you know, we see it continuing to be a very important area for investors.
Well, unlike most parts of the country, you don't have the international opinion writer or the newspaper telling the real estate community what's going on. But in today's Herald, you had Andres Oppenheimer, who profiles and writes opinion on Latin America, talking about how we have to thank the president of Argentina for creating such a concern there that people are creating flight capital. And every year or every cycle, it's a different country. It's Brazil, it's Venezuela, it's Argentina. So I think that you're right. I think that the fact that we're an international gateway insulates us from the things that have been going on generally and creates a lot of demand. I've even seen firms that I've never seen in the market coming for this cycle telling me that we're now a, quote, international gateway city and they need to be here.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the point about flight capital is, you know, is a good one, and it is very relevant. But it goes beyond that. I mean, even when the economies in Latin America are doing well, and there's not really a concern about, you know, people trying to get their money out because they're scared of what's happening in the country. As we saw, there was a huge influx of Brazilian capital, and that was because Brazil was doing great. So we kind of have the best of both worlds. If countries in Latin America don't do as well, then we see flight capital, and if they're doing great, then they want to have a second place here. We have very strong cultural ties with a lot of Latin America and the Caribbean.
Well, I got to just tell you, Gerard, I want you marketing my property. You're the best. Now let's talk a little bit. We talked mostly about Dade County. You're actually located in Broward County. What's the difference between Dade and Broward right now on a multi-housing front?
You know, those lines are being blurred a lot. There was a time when, Broward was more of an institutional market in that it was easier to understand. The tenant base was, you know, more American, if you want to put it that way.
I would call it traditional institutional quality that was predictable versus the inability to predict what's going to happen in Miami from a population growth and source of population growth.
Yes, that's historically been the case, and now you're starting to see institutions get more used to, get more comfortable with investing in Miami. And now you're seeing a lot more new development deals that are, you know, whereas before they were mostly private capital, them being institutional. On the demographics standpoint, I mean, we're also seeing this, you know, upward migration of individuals that were born in other countries that have moved here, you know, they were predominantly in Miami-Dade County, and you're starting to see larger and larger percentages of those types of households being formed and moving into Broward, and, you know, and further up into Palm Beach. So, you know, we think it's just an evolving situation. We consider the three counties really a mega region. We don't really try to think of them as that different. I mean, it's different, you know, it's just different shades of gray, if you want to put it that way. And eventually we think it's going to be pretty much one homogenous metropolitan area.
Well, for that to happen, we need to have excellent inter-regional transportation system. What do you think about that? What do you think about the coming integration of projects like All Aboard Florida, the FEC East Line? It sounds to me like we're really weaving the three counties into one, like you said, and it seems to me that they're doing it with transportation.
That's exactly right. I mean, All Aboard is extremely exciting. The fact that, you know, you're only going to have those, you know, the three stops in South Florida and then going straight up to Orlando, you know, and it makes it all very convenient to have more interconnection. And the other great thing that's happening in a lot of these urban areas is that it's one thing to have those nodes in each of the counties, but then once you get off the train in Miami, then you can get on the Metro Mover and you can get and you can get on the Metro Rail and get around that way. Fort Lauderdale, you're going to have the Wave streetcar system. There'll be sort of a local loop, and you can move around. And so it's not only interconnecting the areas, but, you know, expanding the transportation networks and options within those urban areas that will, you know, that are continuing to make these areas, you know, very dynamic and exciting.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that there's certain firms that only want to do transit-oriented developments. And in the last development cycle, I did five deals with one of them. Every one of them was with a transportation circulation situation, including one deal I did at Mary Brickell Village, where I made the outlandish claim that you wouldn't even need a car to live there because you could go anywhere you need to without a car if you lived at Mary Brickell Village. I'm a seer. I need a crystal ball. I swear to God, Dave, I really do. So, Gerard, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and what I'd really like for you to focus on is I want you to get your message out. We're speaking to some of the biggest developers across the country. They're listening in on the radio, on the Internet. What is the message that you want to send them about the multi-housing market? And this will be the message, I would assume, that they're going to get at your conference starting Monday night with the VIP reception and then Tuesday all day with 500 of the top industry executives, including Steve Owens, who is the king of the hill right now with his project out on Brickell.
You know, I guess in parting, what I would like to leave as my message is that the future is still very, very bright for Florida, and that, you know, all the talk that people hear about the new supply coming in, and we're only barely catching up to where we were 10 years ago. And there's a lot, you know, there continues to be a lot of factors why people want to live here, and we need to, you know, build places for them to rent.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And the one thing that I'm finding is that we build all of these, I'll call it urban interaction locations or places where you can have social collisions, people want to live near that. They're willing to live in a smaller space because they're going to live most of their life out on the pool deck or out in the bars or in their office. And I think that people are starting to design stuff to that. Gerard, if people want to talk to you about doing business, how do they reach you?
I can be reached at my email address is gerardyetming@cbre.com. That's gerardyetming@cbre.com. And my phone number is 954-331-1768.
Wow, man. I appreciate you taking time to talk about the market on the phone. I can't wait for you to tell me about the things that are going on the bus tour. And this event is going to be over the top. If you haven't gotten a chance to go and register for the event, remember, you can go and register by going to the emailing info@cbremultihousingsummit.com. I want to thank Gerard Yetming of CBRE. He's the local SVP for investment properties, 52,000 units and growing. High five to you, Gerard. I'll see you at the event.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
All right. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to have an old friend, Matt Gold, join us talking about Magnum Energy Solutions back after this.